With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump accepts the Republican Party's presidential nomination less than a week after a failed assassination attempt. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports from Milwaukee.
The former president opened his address by describing the attempt on his life.
I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
In a quiet personal message, he said he was alive by the grace of God. Trump then shifted to a more typical political speech, promising to restore American prosperity and security.
To achieve this future, we must first rescue our nation from failed and even incompetent leadership.
At the Republican National Convention, Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also in SRNnews.com, in remarks at an evangelical Christian breakfast, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance said there's been a lot of grumbling among Republican social conservatives after the GOP platform left out calls for a national abortion ban.
Remember that this is a guy who delivered for social conservatives more than any president in my 39 years of life. I think he deserves a little bit of grace, and he deserves a little bit of trust, and I hope that we will all provide that to him. I certainly know that as his running mate, I will.
Vance's 2016 memoir and its movie adaptation are skyrocketing up the charts. Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, a glimpse into Vance's life growing up in a poor blue-collar family with a drug-addicted mother, has jumped to the top of Amazon's bestseller list. The Netflix adaptation, directed by Ron Howard and starring Glenn Close, has seen viewership increase by nearly 1,200%. The senator from Ohio, a Marine Corps veteran, formally accepted the nomination Wednesday night. This is SRN News. Insurance companies are dropping churches.
A surge in national disasters is putting a lot of financial pressure on firms that insure the nation's houses of worship, and some are opting to cancel policies. Baptist Press reports that congregations in Texas are especially vulnerable to being dropped after a series of storms, floods, and freezes. Many insurance companies are also still trying to recover from the pandemic, which forced them to make big payouts and taxed resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas is being sued for rejecting petitions in favor of a proposed ballot measure to scale back the state's abortion ban. Supporters want the state Supreme Court to order officials to start counting more than 100,000 signatures. The state says organizers did not comply with the law regarding documentation submitted about paid canvassers. The proposed ballot measure would not make abortion a constitutionally protected right in Arkansas. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court says no to a Biden administration student loan forgiveness plan.
A federal appeals court has blocked the implementation of the Biden administration's student debt relief plan, which would have lowered monthly payments for millions of borrowers. In a ruling, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a request by a group of Republican-led states seeking to invalidate the administration's entire loan forgiveness program. The ruling comes the same day that the Biden administration announced another round of student loan forgiveness, this time totaling $1.2 billion for roughly 35,000 borrowers who are eligible for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The court's order prohibits the administration from implementing the parts of the SAVE plan that were not already blocked by lower court rulings. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is telling House Democrats that President Biden may soon be persuaded to exit the 2024 race. More details at SRNnews.com.